Mirror. Make sure to check your hair in the mirror.
Remember those spelling tests where the teacher called out the word and you wrote it down? Blind children have spelling tests too when they're learning Braille. When the instructor calls out the word, their fingers launch with vigor into gray metal Braille typewriters. This is one of four regional Braille challenges in Florida. About 45 children are here, competing to see who's the best at reading, writing, and comprehending Braille. 18-year-old Brittany Grady has been learning Braille for 8 years in Duval County schools. Because it's mandated by the federal disability law, the district has 11 Braille teachers instructing 15 students this year.
Me personally, I'll be able to function perfectly with both Braille and audio technology. But even though there's certain times where I'd prefer audio technology more than I prefer Braille, preferably I have to stay with Braille. Like, I'll always stay in tune with my Braille.
Brittany says learning the arrangements of raised dots was hard.
The recognition in the letters, because I got a whole bunch of letters mixed up with the combinations of the cells and stuff.
The coordinator of the Braille Challenge, Sue Glazer, explains those contractions with the word candy.
So one of the contractions in the word candy is the A-N-D contraction. So now they can Braille the letter C, the A-N-D sign or A-N-D contraction, and then the letter Y. So that only takes up 3 spaces instead of 5.
The National Federation of the Blind says just 10% of sightless people read Braille, but they still need it to be employable. Sue Glazer agrees.
Print is not obsolete. Just like Braille is not obsolete. People need a means to access information immediately. And it's the foundation of literacy. You go to any pre-K kindergarten classroom, and children are learning the letters. They're learning to write letters, and they're learning to read letters. That's how all children are learning to read, whether they're using their eyes or their fingers.
And so today, where the theme is For the Love of Braille, they have a heart for a system that keeps on clicking. I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News.